Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into the Small College Sports Report. This is your host, Chris Sawyer. Join you here today, Tuesday, July 23rd. Glad to have everybody back. We went on a little hiatus last week, had a vacation. Don't forget to check out our website, www.smallcollegesportsreport.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at @small_college1. And also, be a regular listener. Subscribe to our station here. We'd be glad to hear from you. You can always call into all our shows at 646-787-8390. We're going to get right in today. We're excited here. We've got the brand new Bluefield College Athletic Director, Tanya Walker. I believe she's on the line now. We're excited to have her. Tanya, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Hey, great to hear from you. Glad to have you on the show today. Thanks for giving us some time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Yeah, Tanya was just named the Bluefield College Athletic Director, and I believe you started your duties July 1st. But little background, she spent 18 years with Winston-Salem State, was also the athletic director, but prior to that worked for the CIAA. And Tanya, talk about a little bit what coming into Bluefield, it's a little bit different than Winston-Salem State, but what drew you to that community and that university?
You know, Sean, I'd say that it's really a calling. My 25 years of athletics experience really shaped me for the things that need to happen and transpire at Bluefield College. And looking at the job description in the posting, it really aligned with many of my successes, many of the things that I had done in the past. And I felt as if I could create change and help to be a change agent here, to be a part of the vision that had been set forth by President Oliver. And, you know, I'm really looking for a smaller institution or a smaller environment in order to create that change. And it was just the perfect fit for me.
Yeah, we've been covering Bluefield for about the past year and a half. A lot of great things going on with all your actually programs there. Talk about the uniqueness, too, because you have two affiliations. Everyone's familiar, I'm sure, with the NAIA, but you also have an affiliation with the NCCAA. Can you talk about how that works with both of those?
Yes. And so the NCCAA is of colleges and institutions that are Christian colleges. The NAIA is more of a national affiliate and association. And so we work in tandem with both. Our baseball team participated in the NCCAA National Championship this year, actually defeated the number 2 seed in the final round. And I remember that. Yes, right. We ended up finishing second, I think. Our men's basketball program has also had lots of success in the NCCAA, as well as our volleyball program. And so, you know, at this point, we are just trying to get better, be stronger, work with our student athletes and to give them a quality experience in athletics, whether that's in the NCCAA or in the NAIA.
Yeah, you talk about your basketball program. You come in, you've got a great staff of coaches. But what I don't think a lot of people realize, and we've gotten to know this, and I've watched Richard Morgan, over the years as being a UVA fan. I actually was watched him in Greenville, North Carolina. When I lived there, he was an assistant at East Carolina. Talk about coming in and having that stable of coaches. It's got to be a little bit easier for you as you come into a situation where you've got a lot of seasoned coaches that are really moving your program in the right direction.
Hey, Sean, that's always a blessing when you have great people in position. That's one of the toughest parts of the job is really creating that infrastructure and bringing in quality people that can move the program forward. I believe that we have the right people. At this point, it's about policy, processes, structure, and consistency. And that's where my focus is right now. I couldn't be more blessed to have a staff of strong coaches that are disciplined, that are really in the business of what we say graduating champions, graduating first and foremost, but having our student athletes have an experience as a champion, both in the classroom as well as on the playing field and ultimately in the community.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And you just mentioned something, community, and I was looking at your background prior to the show, and one of the things that stuck out to me, and we talk about this a lot, and your community service, especially at Winston-Salem State, it looked like that was a number one priority for you. Can you talk about that a little bit? Is that something you're going to bring to Bluefield as well?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm a big believer that we must have a presence in the community in order to show up as attractive to those in the community, both on campus and the community at large. We will have a big presence in the community across the athletics program from all of our sports and our coaches. And in order for us to be attractive, we must show up in excellence, and that's what we're working on right now. That translates for us as fans and supporters and donors. And so the more we are in the community, the more we are telling the Bluefield story, sharing our successes, partnering with community, the greater our attendance will be, the greater our donorship will be, and the more partners that we can ultimately have on our team.
You know, and you're now in Bluefield, and that is a small town. You've got the college, and I know it's a tight-knit community, knowing some people that work at Bluefield. But how has it been your first few weeks coming into Bluefield and taking over and actually being a part of that community?
Well, first of all, I'll say that it's been a warm reception by the alumni, by the students, faculty and staff, and the community. I will also say that the honeymoon is over, and it's time to go to work, and that's exactly what I've been doing. I was just sharing with a colleague that I'm really trying to find time to be behind my desk to do the work, because I'm really trying to engage myself, to listen, look, and learn the Bluefield culture, to understand what's going on before I create great change, but to really understand how things have been operating and what the traditions are, because we certainly don't want to lose traditions, but want to put ourselves in a position where we can create new ones.
Sure. So, hey, you're listening to Bluefield College Athletic Director Tanya Walker. Got about 7 minutes left. Tanya, talk about, you've got fall sports coming up. So, again, you just assumed the role here recently, and you talked about sitting behind your desk. How do you prepare yourself as you go in with your coaches and the players, I'm sure, coming in? How do you get that? How do you get ready for your first fall really sports campaign? What are some of the priorities you're setting there?
Well, you know, before I even arrived to Bluefield after taking the job, I reached out to the staff to speak to our theme of be excellent. We want to be excellent in every aspect of what we do, and that needs to trickle down from me down to our staff and and ultimately to our student athletes. So that has been a consistent message. What does that mean to you? What does be excellent mean in the basketball program? It goes beyond the day-to-day. It goes beyond on the court. But it's really all-inclusive for every single thing we do, from deadlines to how we represent on campus and in the community, for how we represent ultimately as an alumni. If we can put the little pieces together to make sure that we are excellent, we are going to be one dynamic athletics program, and that will come with time. Understanding also, as I spoke of, traditions. What are those things that bring tradition to the college? And how do we create new traditions? What are the things that we can highlight? Where are the opportunities that we are missing? Where is the opportunity to bring visibility to the program? How do we engage in community service? But first and foremost, how do we make sure that we are academically sound and our student athletes are graduating? That is where I hang my hat. And I've shared with our coaches, when we recruit, when we bump into a student athlete, as we talk to mom and dad, we always begin with a talk of academics, because that is our bread and butter. The athletics portion, that will come. But were it not, or if it's not for academics and our academic prowess and what we do in the classroom, these kids don't have a chance on the playing field. And so it's a combination of all of that. It's really speaking to the vision that I have for the department, and I came in with a plan to take us to the next level. It's about my philosophy and getting and creating buy-in to my philosophy. How do I lead? What do I expect? What are my values, and making sure that I'm surrounding myself with coaches and students that are sharing the values and that can take it out and broadcast it to the masses. And so it's a lot of work. It's fun. It doesn't feel like work, and I'm enjoying myself, but there is a lot to do.
Yeah, I know. And you know, I used to be an athletic director too at a small four-year university. We call Bluefield small. They're really not, but it just you fall in the NAIA and NCCAA, and I think it's important. You know, we're based out of Hampton Roads, and more people, what I'm seeing, are realizing who Bluefield is. And I know Bluefield's kind of got a little foothold in Hampton Roads in recruiting. But in the last minute, so what I want, why I say that is, tell someone if they're listening, why Bluefield? What makes Bluefield unique and special, and why someone should look at not only, as you said, not only continuing their athletic career, but getting a quality education.
Right. So I would say, first and foremost, if you are looking for an environment that is nurturing, a family-like environment, of faculty and staff who are looking to ensure that we are helping to shape you and give you the support that you're needing through your matriculation to graduate. If you're looking for a place where you get to find Christ and to understand and to know him better and to appreciate and speak to all that he's done in your journey, Bluefield College is the place for you. We're tucked away in a mountainous type of environment where there's lots of love, there's lots of appreciation for education, and athletics is a byproduct of all of that. We love what we do in the classroom. We love what we do on the playing field. We currently sponsor 17 sports, and we challenge all student athletes of interest to get on board and come in where you fit in.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, again, we're actually going to be coming out to some of the football games this year. We're going to hit a lot of the smaller colleges in Virginia. And, you know, we just got a few more minutes. And first, I have to thank you for giving us time. I know you and I have never met. But I hope that we can continue to talk and continue to be a part of what's going on at Bluefield College.
Absolutely.
And, again, if there's anything that Small Cod Sports Report can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out. And we certainly we've named, I know one of your basketball players was one of our players of the week this past season. A lot of great things going on there. And I hope everyone that tunes in, this will be archived right after the show so you can still listen to it. But I think Tanya Walker's got a lot going on at Bluefield, and there's nothing but good things that are going to happen. And Coach, I appreciate you being on with us.
Thank you, Sean, for having me anytime. And I'm surprised our paths have not crossed. As you know, I went to Hampton University, so I'm very familiar with the Hampton Roads area.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that is true. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of great things going on in the 757, but there's a lot of great things going on in other parts of the state, and Bluefield's one of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you. Thank you, Sean.
All right, thank you. You have a great day. Good talking to you.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Again, you were just listening to the newly named Bluefield College Athletic Director, Tanya Walker. And, you know, as you heard, she has a lot going on there, a lot of priorities, kind of hit the ground running. As she said, the honeymoon's over. But Bluefield, 17 sports. It's an NAIA school, also in this NCCAA. Check them out. Bluefield College is a up-and-comer, and if you're interested, give them a call or shoot them an email. Hey, again, thanks again for listening. Do not hesitate again to check us out, www.smallcollegesportsreport.com, also on Twitter, small_college1. And here we appreciate Blog Talk Radio, always putting us on the air every week. We got another interview today going on, but thanks to everyone for listening, and until next time, we'll talk to you soon. I was trying to be smooth, so I make my voice really low. I can't believe I'm about to buy this $80 pillow 2 days after Christmas, so I gotta have faith. The next day, I took you on a date on the 28th. I'ma always be down for you. You always gonna be my boo. So let's do the things that others do. You down for